MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Petri Radenhey, Serenia Capital Advisors. Petri, you're a chap who's bought some probably overpriced gaming cards in your life. Certainly, I know I have. And I've been scratching my head. We all know the NVIDIA story. We all know how it's been absolutely on a tear in terms of price appreciation, in terms of sales. And then we turn to AMD, and they're lagging. They're almost out of the picture. Although I notice, I mean, forward PE is about the same. I mean, is the market missing a trick here? Because this country, this planet needs chips, whether they be the fancy data centers or those that go in vehicles. Is there something that the market's getting wrong, perhaps, with AMD?
I think, morning, Ty. So I think that the market's maybe overreacting a little bit to AMD. So the results came out, the stock dropped 6%, right? I think that's maybe a bit insane. Well, I think the entire pricing of the sector is frankly insane.
Sure.
But you are right. I mean, the world is moving in a direction where we do need an ever-increasing amount of processing power, an ever-increasing amount of electricity. These two things go hand in hand. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm using AI almost daily, right? To do stupid tasks like help me compose an email or compare two computers together because I've got to buy a new laptop or whatever it is, right? I mean, there's an endless array of things that it's actually tremendously useful for. So a data center, AI processing power demand is going to grow exponentially, right? And I think that people are looking at these tech stocks and pricing that in. But then you have a situation where AMD puts out earnings. Expectation was for adjusted earnings per share was something like 49 cents per share. Mm-hmm. It came in at 48 cents per share, and the stock price tanks 6%. So that's a bit of a violent reaction for a 1 cent miss, right? I think one of the issues here is that there's a ban on sales to China.
Yeah.
And that led to an operating loss of around $150 million. However, that ban was lifted, so the expectation is that they're going to sort of catch up, if you will, and they even put out forward guidance to say that that's kind of the expectation. The forward guidance is up quite a bit from what it was before, right? However, I mean, I think the forward guidance is, I'm not 100% sure what the forward guidance is now, but they did say, like, look, you know, they're anticipating this loss situation that they made from the ban to be kind of reversed because the ban's been reversed, right? To give you some other numbers, though, revenue was $7.6 billion, while expectation was $7.4 billion. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So they actually beat revenue, slight miss on earnings per share, and then had this sort of operating loss situation where they took a $800 million impact on the sort of China ban, which had an operating loss of $155 million, but that will be essentially reversed. I mean, NVIDIA was not unaffected either. They took a $4.5 billion write-down as well on the back of it. So, if you ask me, I think it's a bit of a flash in the pan, if you will. I think it's probably a buying opportunity. And now, yes, I know, these tech stocks are super overvalued, and I mean, they make no sense. And this is something that I've been very resistant to back as well. But the truth is, man, we kept saying this about Naspers, and it kept going. You go, oh, it's too expensive to buy here, and you look again, and it's double the game.
Yeah.
And it's done that over and over, year after year after year after year. It just feels like these techs, at least these chip manufacturers, are just doing the same. And from a gamer's perspective, if you will, yes, the NVIDIA GeForce cards are really good, but the AMD cards perform just as well, much cheaper.
Yep.
The processors, for example, there's a preference to have AMD chipsets over Intel chipsets. So AMD have a very good product, and I think, you know, who's in the lead? It's like it's a race with three horses, right? And every now and then Intel will be in the front, and then NVIDIA will be in the front, and then AMD will be in the front. But at the end of the day, there's only three horses. So it's sort of hard to say which one is really going to be the long-term loser, because they're all going to win.
Yeah, and data centers are being built left, right, and center. 3-year returns, NVIDIA 846%, AMD 59%. I'm with you there. I think there must be some opportunity. The write downs from China, but as you point out, those will potentially come back. And even if they don't, they are behind them. We'll leave it there. Priscilla Raden Hayes, Herenia Capital Advisors. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.